Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Wednesday, 0203.
0203.
That's right. Great day to be alive. Every day above ground is a good day, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I had someone tell that to me today, say that to me today. I was like, okay.
That
works for me too, I guess.
Yeah.
But whatever. I guess they're old and, you know,
dying
and etc. No, I mean, if you're old and dying, great. At least you're still alive.
You're above ground.
That's right. So, I have a story.
Yeah.
Kind of relates to an old person at the gym. But, and this is, just as a forewarning, not fitness related.
Okay.
We'll call this guy, this is, I didn't name him this, but my friend, Ollie did. He named him Crazy Psycho Nazi.
Crazy Psycho Nazi.
Or Crazy, here, hold on.
Why is he Crazy Psycho Nazi?
Well, because... Let's see, hold on. He actually called him Super Nazi. Sorry.
Crazy Super Nazi.
Crazy Super Nazi. This guy works out at our facility, and he pretty much lives there. He doesn't really work out. He just stands around, watches TV, and talks, and traps people in conversations.
Oh, cool. Fun.
But he'll, like, have conversations about how Obama is trying to make America into a communist nation, about how he's starting his own black secret police, and whatever. So I got caught in a conversation with him today about, it was literally like half an hour, 45 minutes long, and I was trying to find a polite way to get out, because I work there.
Yeah.
And I can't just say, you know, screw you, I'm going home, like I have shit to do. So I'm arguing, because he was also pissing me off a lot, like what he was saying. We're talking about, he mentioned some amendment, some amendment, right? One of the constitutional amendments. And he says that the current government is trying to make us communists. I'm like, well... Or, no, he asked me this question. He says, do you think communists belong in our government? Like, that's an interesting question. But if the people elect a communist, why not? That's what the people want. And despite the fact that communism, like you said the other day... Good
works
on paper.
Great on paper, never works out.
Right. Despite that, you can still pull good things from it. And he was like, no, something failed. It's always failed. You can't. I was like, that is such an ignorant perspective. If something fails, doesn't mean it's all bad. There are still good things you can take from it. Like, I was trying to get him to understand the fact that the tribalism and the community that you create, they're supposed to create in a communist society, is what we really need in our capitalist society. You know, if we created a... personal responsibility for the society in each individual person, that would be a good thing, right? Then
it would just be personal responsibility, period.
Right, well, everyone's still looking out for number one, as in a capitalist society, but in their, you know, and then they're also looking out for their neighbor, too. You know, everyone, win-win.
It's the golden rule.
Golden rule. And he was like, no, and you know, and the aspect of community, you know, interlaced with it a little bit. And he was like, no, communism, blah, blah, blah. I was like, dude, you just want to fight. And, I mean, it's one of those things that I don't think is an isolated event. I think that those people in other gym facilities that just want to have arguments. Like, no matter, like, I agree with him on some points, and he still wanted to fight with me. I'm like, dude, you just said that.
You're like, I said yes.
Yeah, I agree. Let's move on. So
no, I know exactly what you're talking about. I think there's just those people in the world that... Either A, like to hear their own voice.
Yes.
Two, want to feel smart, so they continue just saying random things.
Right.
And then I think that there's those people that just are kind of a combo of both, where they just keep talking until they think they've hit a point that's smart.
Right. Or my favorite is the people who love hearing their own voice and they'll just keep talking and then eventually just end without a point.
Oh yeah.
They'll start kind of talking to oblivion.
Bye.
And they'll still end their sentence with not really. It's more of a statement than a question.
Yeah.
And you stare at them and look at them.
Just keep nodding.
Be like, Okay, and awesome. Like, you know, they don't, yeah, it's frustrating.
Sounds
so
great.
Today, you know what tomorrow is, Tyler?
Uh huh.
What's tomorrow?
Our 100th episode.
Episode 100. That's a big. That's kind of a big deal.
That is.
Then we go away. Then we go away for a week, which is kind of appropriate timing in my mind.
Yeah.
So yeah, tomorrow Thursday is our 100th episode. If you guys have any suggestions, email us today at some point. Tyler, that's foul. You realize that they can all hear that.
I know.
That's like, if you were picking your nose, that's another thing. I can only see that. But they can hear you trying to blow like the canals in your nasal passage open.
It was like there's something stuck there, but I was hoping it would just shoot out real fast.
Oh,
no, it didn't.
Gross, dude.
That happens.
So, yeah. So, if you guys have any input as to what you would like the 100th episode to be about, pop us an email real quick, podcast@truefitnessacademy.com, and we'll take your idea into consideration for episode 100.
So, this being episode 98.
99.
We're talking about
energy drinks!
Oh, yeah!
Snap into a Slim Jim! Oh, yeah! Do you remember those commercials?
I do. With Randy Savage.
Randy Savage. So, we're going to just kind of give you an overview of the research that, you know, that we found. So, Tyler, why don't you take point on this one for a little bit?
Okay. I'll just basically
come in with interesting
ideas.
It came
out, did some research, and there's basically about four ingredients that are in most energy drinks.
Right.
First one, and most of the time the main one, is caffeine.
Yeah,
we all know what caffeine is. We all know what it does.
Right, mood stimulator, improvement, diuretic, and I mean, has a couple of ill effects as well.
For the most part, most of these energy drinks have anywhere from like 1400 to 140 to 170.
I was gonna say
that's a whole lot.
That's like a jug of energy drink. Yeah.
So, and I'm talking like your 16 ounces, you know, your normal cans.
Right. So, just for the sake of, you know, ease, we're talking about your Red Bulls, your Red Bull, Amp,
Monster, Rockstar.
On and on. That brand. Spike.
Those kind. Yeah.
Those kind of things.
So, usually there's about 140 to 170 grams of, like, caffeine within those. And just to put that in perspective, a cup of coffee is about 70.
Right. So it's about like 2 cups of coffee.
Yeah. In the caffeine department.
Right.
Caffeine affects some people in higher doses than other people.
Right.
So you should kind of know your own.
Right.
General, what fits good for you. I'm kind of going through what the ingredients are so you can pick which one's best for you.
Okay.
If that makes more sense.
Right.
Kind of. And then I did some research on what are like the most highly rated ones throughout the interwebs.
And then I
have my own.
And then I also have some interesting research articles that were done in scholarly journals on the effects of alcohol and energy drinks on sports performance.
Oh, nice.
Just to name one. That one was my favorite. They had people drink alcohol and energy drink and go through movement tests.
Spectacular.
How funny is that?
That is great.
Awesome to me.
So then the next thing that's in these things is glucose, which basically is just sugar.
Right.
That's empty calories. So the lower the glucose. I mean, and that's kind of the thing that these energy drinks will either put equal amounts of caffeine and sugar because sugar affects some people more than caffeine, and caffeine affects people more than sugar.
Right.
So if they have both, they kind of have a bigger target market.
Absolutely.
So, glucose in just theory is just empty calories.
Yeah, I mean, it's quick-acting sugar.
Yeah.
So, if you are, like, starving and you need really fast, like, you're a diabetic? A diabetic
I wouldn't base any energy drink off of a glucose level.
No, let's not do that.
Then there's ginseng. I can always, is that how you
say ginseng.
It? Ginseng. Basically, this quote unquote helps brain activity. I couldn't really find any valid sources. They have on this, as I was looking for it, they had tests and things that were done, but with the caffeine, you become more like they were drinking energy drinks that had the ginseng in it, so it could have been other things too.
Right.
Basically, also though, I found out that with ginseng, it can affect your body really bad if you're taking other medications.
Huh.
Especially blood thinning drugs.
Yeah.
It can really mess you up.
Right.
So kind of be aware of that.
Even like I just did a quick search on EBSCOhost. Not a whole lot comes up when you search for ginseng. There's not a whole lot of good research on it. EBSCOhost is the kind of the foundation for it's where a lot of online research is done.
And then what? How do you pronounce that? I can never.
Taurine.
Taurine. Taurine. Basically, this. I want to say it's a drug, but this additive to
herbal.
It's herbal. Whatever.
Right.
Helps you get alert. Helps you focus. Let's see. Most energy drinks have about 20 to 2,000 milligrams of it.
Uh huh.
From the research that was found, though, smaller doses of it are better because your body can only intake so much.
Right. You come to a saturation level.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you were to pound a whole bunch of it, you'd only get like the 20.
Right. It's like you try and soak a sponge. It's not going to soak up a bowl of water. It's going to soak up as much as it can.
As it can.
And ta-da,
that's
it.
That's that. But that, and so kind of look for those things. I like a drink that has the caffeine and the taurine.
Uh-huh.
Just because those affect me well. Sugar does affect me too, so I kind of look for those ones.
Right.
Is there any kind of ingredients that you
look for? I look for electrolytes in my energy drinks too, because typically energy drink means that I did not pay attention to my nutrition, sleep, or alcohol consumption either that day or the day before. So I like the, in all honesty, if I'm just worrying it to brands, I like the Amped Recovery, because it claims hydration, but all it is water and electrolytes plus caffeine.
Does Amped have a recovery? Or I thought that was Rockstar.
Maybe it's Rockstar. Whatever. It's a yellow can. I don't really pay attention. I just grab it.
Yeah, it was
Rockstar. Rockstar Recovery. So I like that one. The downside is it uses sucralose, which is fake sugar, and you all know my feelings on that. I don't like it.
So my personal favorite is Amped. Basically because it tastes like a soda. Most of these drinks I don't like the taste of.
Right.
They taste just odd.
Medicinal.
To me. Yeah, there's a weird, not Pepto, but like NyQuil kind of taste to it to me. And also, I had a really bad experience with Red Bull once. I was in charge of a fitness expo at our college. And I got there so early in the morning that I had breakfast of a thing of oatmeal, but I didn't eat till 4.
Ooh.
And all I had was 6 Red Bulls.
Awesome!
My body was shaking.
Power thirst.
And it was just because I was in charge. I had to keep going. Like, I didn't have time to stop and grab food anywhere.
Right.
And it was, we had Red Bull there, and they just kept handing me free ones. And I was like, fine, I'll keep drinking these. And
why not?
Yeah, so Red Bull and I have a love-hate relationship, but I like Amp, and I kind of will drink Amp in that on days that I need extra energy, like if I am going to Disneyland.
Right.
You know, like I want to have that like extra
giddy,
just
on
hyped
edge,
up
right.
energy. A day out in the city, like a day that I know I'm doing like a fun activity all day long
right.
that I don't need to be like subpar at. I will pop an Amp energy drink.
Okay.
But the two that got rated the best and the highest.
Fine.
Well, the first one I wasn't surprised. The five-hour energy, people love.
Right.
And I like the concept of it, how it's small, it's a shot, and it's just packed with stuff.
Right.
And there's
pretty
not
much,
much
it's
in the
pretty
calorie
much
department.
B vitamins. That's
yeah.
about it. Which
I like
help
that
with
concept.
Energy creation, blah, blah, focus. All
and then
stuff.
The other one that was really highly rated was the Zyanx.
Really?
X Energy, the Lemon Blast one. I don't know if they just
if
they picked the Lemon Blast because of the flavor, but
it's
Zyanx,
like black lemon or something like
yeah,
that. Yeah.
The Zyanx Energy, which I tasted it a couple of weeks ago, and it was pretty tasty. I didn't look at the can. I got it as a sample when I was at the UFC Expo. So I can't back that one with a seal of approval, but it
right.
wouldn't surprise me if it's pretty tasty.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard efficient. A lot of people, like even some people I actually really respect, they have put their stamp of approval on the Zyanx one. So Go figure. Cool. All right, let me read you this now. Okay. I'm kind of antsy. This one's, I'm going to read you the whole abstract for the study, which is just the short, it's where it's the cliff notes of it.
Okay.
Okay, media have anecdotally reported that drinking energy drinks in combination with alcohol and exercise could cause sudden cardiac death. This study investigated changes in the electrocardiogram, ECG, and heart rate variability after intake of an energy drink taken in combination with alcohol and exercise methods. Wait, let's just like think about that for a second. A panel approved. You know what? Let's give 10 kids alcohol, energy drink, and run them on a treadmill for a while.
Let's see what happens.
Awesome. So 10 healthy volunteers, 5 men and 5 women, aged 19 to 30, performed maximal bicycle ergometer exercise 30 minutes after intake of 0.75 liters of an energy drink mixed with alcohol, which they didn't give you the percentage, which is kind of whatever.
Interesting.
Intake of energy drink and no intake of energy drink. So three.
So, three with
alcohol. So you had one with three. So yeah, some people with alcohol, some people with just energy drink, and some people with no drink.
Okay.
And then EKG was constantly recorded for analysis of heart rate variability and heart rate recovery. Results: no subject developed any clinically significant arrhythmias. Post-exercise recovery and heart rate variability were slower after the subjects consumed energy drink. So their heart rates came down slower after drinking an energy drink, which, let's not lie, you're hyped up on caffeine. And same with the alcohol group. Then after exercise alone. Conclusion: healthy subjects developed blunted cardiac autonomic modulation after exercising when they had consumed energy drinks mixed with alcohol. Although they did not develop any significant arrhythmia, individuals predisposed to arrhythmia by congenital or other rhythm disorders could have an increased risk for malignant cardiac arrhythmia in similar situations. So if you have a heart condition, don't go get a Red Bull vodka. It's pretty much what it says. Yeah. But if you're healthy, it's not going to kill you.
And that's kind of you and I had the death mix, which was
a
favorite of ours for a while until it pretty much killed us one night.
Yeah.
Which was Everclear, Gatorade, and Red Bull. Was it Red Bull or was it Rockstars or some kind of energy drink? Yeah. Hydrates you, energizes you, and gets you intoxicated. And I highly suggest
not drinking it,
but we used to drink it a lot, and it was tasty. And
it was not tasty.
I didn't mind the taste of it.
It was okay. And it wasn't like, hey, this is the most delicious
thing ever. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't order it anywhere, but I'd make it.
Yeah, if it said death mix on the menu, I would say, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But I will have a martini.
It was pretty tasty. It worked. It did its job. And I never really felt hungover after it.
No. No. I mean, yeah, actually, so, I woke up and worked the next day after getting hammered.
So.
One more study. This one's actually really good because it relates to energy drinks and working out.
Yeah.
So, the purpose of this study was to determine the effects of Red Bull energy drink on Wingate cycle performance, which is pretty much just it's a cardio test. Let's just say that. It's the easiest way. And muscular endurance. Healthy young adults participated in a crossover study in which they were randomized to supplement with Red Bull, 2 milligrams per every kilogram of body mass of caffeine, or three other things, non-caffeinated placebo, separated by 7 days. So they did these over time. Muscle endurance bench press was assessed by maximum number of repetitions over 3 sets, separated by 1 minute rest intervals, at an intensity corresponding to 70% of baseline 1 repetition maximum. Then they did a cycling test with 2 minutes recovery between tests. Were used to assess peak and average power output. Red Bull energy drink significantly increased total bench press repetitions over 3 sets. I thought that was kind of interesting. But had no effect on the cardio, the Wingate peak, or average power. Red Bull energy drink significantly increased upper body muscular endurance, but had no effect on anaerobic peak or average power during repeated Wingate cycling tests in young, healthy adults. So, I mean, pretty much what it's saying is that's going to help, like, those kind of drinks could help out with strength days, but aren't going to really help out with
cardio days,
or even, I mean, because it's anaerobic testing was really the Wingate. I've never actually seen a Wingate study, but
which is interesting, because doesn't Red Bull, like, it in, it markets itself as a cardio additive.
Yeah, like it's going to give you wings, all this stuff, but it can actually help with your 1RM max, or pretty high. Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. But then, and then another study backing the cardio one, it was, in conclusion, sugar-free Red Bull energy drink did not influence high-intensity run time to exhaustion in young adults. So it's not going to help you out in the cardio department, is really what it's saying, but it might help you out in the strength department. What else do people need to know about the energy drink?
Basically, read the label, in all honesty. A lot of the energy drinks, I feel, A, just try and power you with as much caffeine and B12 as possible.
Right.
That anything else isn't really productive. A lot of them... I mean, taste is important to me.
Right.
I don't know if... I don't know. I think that there's just better ways of getting it for the most part.
I think... I mean, this is just me. I can't speak for you, Tyler. But I think that energy drinks are not really the best way to go. Like, when I drink them, I literally... I mean, there's a hard crash afterwards. Like, give it 3 hours, and I will be crashing.
There's always a crash. I find the thing that gives me literally the most energy is an Americano.
Yeah, I completely agree.
An Americano, which is literally water and espresso.
Yeah. I like it iced with a little bit of cream. Done. Delicious drink.
I'm talking, that gets me hyped through the day.
Yeah, it is I mean, if you're not used to drinking caffeine, it's a good way to go. And I mean, no calories. Let's not lie. If you don't add any cream, you're not adding all the calories, all the artificial substances, all that. So it's a really, I mean, if you're looking for an energy substance, a substitute, I would recommend that over taking the energy drink. One other thing, if you do decide to drink energy drinks, just know that any caffeine whatsoever, you're going to have to increase your water intake. So again, recommended water that we have been told by dietitians, etc., and what we're not recommending, but this is our experience.
Yeah.
Half your body weight in ounces. Done.
Figure it out.
Yep, super simple. So I drink 100 ounces.
Amen.
Done. And that's in pounds, not in kilos. And if you're drinking that, you should be okay, because most people don't get enough water anyway. First couple of weeks with that, you'll pee like a racehorse, and then your body will get used to the increased water intake, and that'll
be good. It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah.
It's a lot of information.
It's a lot of information. So, there's one more thing. There's one more cool study. Let me see if I can find it. Study that was done about dang it, where is this? Oh, okay. So I wrote it down somewhere, but they took some kids, gave them alcohol and energy drinks again, I don't understand how they keep doing this, because it's like, I mean, they're pretty much getting these kids drunk, and then a lot of times people will claim, hey, energy drinks will help sober you up, right?
True.
So they tested this. And I have the study somewhere in my notes, so if you're interested in reading the full thing, just pop us an email and we'll get back to you.
@podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
And so what they did is they gave them alcohol and gave them an energy drink. And the people felt like they were pretty much, they actually sobered up. That's what they felt. And they gave them a movement test and a breathalyzer. They still failed the movement test and failed the breathalyzer. So you feel, that's actually such a dangerous combination. You feel like you can do more than you actually can.
Oh,
and you're like, I mean, you still fail a movement test, like the ones the cops will give you, and you fail the breathalyzer, so you're still not safe.
That's just good, clean fun.
I wish I could have been there for that study. Like, how fun would that be?
I want to get a breathalyzer, because I think it'd be fun to do some tests.
Yeah, see how high you can get.
Yeah, so or just see like how much one drink affects you, and then like how much two drinks affects me. Because everybody affects you at a different rate because
of your metabolism
and different alcohol and whatnot. Like, it would just be an interesting concept to do that.
I, like, take it around with you and document every drink you have, what you eat before, different alcohol, all that. That would actually be kind of a cool, like, long term personal, like, anecdotal study. It'd be kind of fun.
So.
Cool.
Spectacular.
So, tomorrow.
100th episode.
Day 100 with the True Fitness Academy podcast. And that's just going to be good, clean fun. That's going to be exciting. That's going to be a lot of fun. Still working on the topic. So, again, email us if you have any ideas or all of that. We're also going to be looking for people in the Bay Area. We're going to be needing roughly 10 people who have 30 to 50 pounds to lose or more.
Or just any.
Yeah. We'll really take anyone. So, but I like the big number of people. And we're going to be doing we're trying to launch our
physical place of business.
Yeah. So we're trying to get an idea of how people were going to respond to this. Because we've both worked with fat loss clients. And we've been really successful with it. But this is our first time actually putting a system together. So we're kind of combining ideas and working on that. So if that's you, send us an email with an inquiry. We can get you more info on that podcast at truefitnessacademy.com. And even if you're not, we can probably still get you the information. But we're going to use these as, what are they called?
Testimonials.
Testimonials.
Actually, if you're a Facebook person, Facebook us too, because we want before and after pictures. And
right.
Facebook people usually tend to be more picture oriented.
Very true. So yeah, send us, your info. If you've emailed us before for help, feel free.
Resubmit yourself.
Yeah. But we want to take 10 people, go through a month or two of training. But especially if you're in the Bay Area, that's really our focus. Is those people? Tyler, you know they can hear the sink going, and they know that you're not sitting at the table. I kind of, you know,
so
that's
I
just
so
disrespectful.
So I wanted to make sure that I didn't let that protein shake just kind of sit there.
Right. So again, we're looking for roughly 10 people who have some weight to lose and want to go on our fat loss system. Hopefully in the Bay Area. If not, have some good before and after pictures and be willing to work with us on a daily, if not, weekly, daily basis.
Yes.
I think that's enough about that. So tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day. We'll come at you hard with some good stuff. So Tyler, take us out.
Coffee.
We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Peace.
I'm a nice one, I'm greasing his pillow. Oh, I'm a name. No.